This call is being recorded.
So, I was in a meeting when you called before. Sorry.
That's okay.
Your voice now.
After reporting and speaking with the patient representative, I was informed that they're going to, the doctor from the physician's assistant, who I've never met the doctor, is going to talk to me about electroconvulsive torture, which I assume means they've already planned on doing it. In addition, the social worker finally got back to me, and the social worker said that it's up to my friends and family, who I've told them repeatedly are 3 hours away and cannot get my stuff. And she said, well, it's up to me to contact them. She says she's been in contact with both the case man to communicate with them, which I've attempted multiple times and gotten nowhere. They don't answer their phone. They don't return their call. They've never attempted to call me. The social worker here says she's been in contact with both the case manager and the guardian conservator.
So I'm a little confused about that. So they want your family and friends to talk to who? The guardian?
No, they want my family and friends to get my clothing from the ERTS that I was... that I was basically transported here from for reporting crimes that the staff was committing.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the entire time that I was talking to the social worker, she was just smiling and grinning like it was funny and humorous, which is abusive in itself.
So, well, so where's the ERTS? What location is that? St. Paul?
No, it's Burnsville. I don't have the address on me anymore. They have all my stuff, so I couldn't tell you
right. The
exact location.
And your family and friends are in Winona, or?
Correct. Like 3 hours away. And they've already delivered, they're the ones that got me my clothing and electronics the first time. And
they being your family and friends?
Correct, my family and friends, correct.
So, huh. Well, you know, that seems pretty critical.
Yeah, clothing is critical.
Well, and there's all your computer stuff.
Well, thankfully that's here, or maybe not thankfully. Who knows what they're doing to it or that stuff.
Huh.
But I have that here. The EMTs were at least kind enough to grab that stuff. I asked them to grab all my stuff because I knew I wouldn't be going back. Knew I would be admitted illegally to the hospital when the only criteria that they actually have is because I'm homeless, but I'm homeless because the guardian conservator is taking all my money and so on and so forth. And
so,
I have no doubt that they're going to claim that I'm delusional about being trafficked. And
right.
That's their justification for shocking the hell out of me, frying my memory some more.
Right.
Probably making
But I mean, I think, you know, I'm a lawyer, so... You know, when you say illegally, you know, I think, you know, the judge revoked their provisional discharge. And so, you know, they followed all of the, you know, bogus procedures, I think.
Other than I had no representation that obviously did more to get me civilly committed.
Yeah,
so
well, except they, But anyway. You know, I fundamentally agree with you, but I mean, I think, you know, that it would be, things would just go easier for you if you didn't, you know, didn't do that, this stuff that provokes them. And I know that goes against your nature. But
I'm not provoking them. I'm just speaking the truth.
Well, but that provokes, that provokes them. You know, and, you know that they're going to say that if you say I'm being trafficked, that that's part of your delusional thinking. You know that if you say you're not being represented, they're going to say that's part of your delusional thinking.
Exactly, which is, you know, exactly human trafficking. Exactly.
Right, right. So, but I think, I think, you know, I mean, I see this, you know, kind of getting worse and worse. And so you're like making these decisions that are causing things to get worse and worse. And I would just suggest that it's maybe not the time and situation.
I have no other choice.
I don't think that's true.
If I say nothing, then when they electroconvulse and torture me more, they'll say, well, we didn't know.
No, I disagree. I mean, I think if you say nothing, then they'll tend to say, oh, the electroshock has worked. We don't need to do it anymore.
But then the next time I report a crime and law enforcement doesn't want to deal with it or is involved in it, then it's more electroshock.
Right. Well, I think you shouldn't report a crime because it's not, they're going to say, you know, the police consider that part of your delusional thinking system. And so it's just counterproductive. Well, but they're not going to, even the ones that kind of understand, they're not going to do anything about it. I mean,
that's
you disagree
true.
With that. So I'm just suggesting that, you know, you are making these decisions that are causing this escalation of,
abusive treatment.
Yeah. And that
abusive, quote, treatment.
Correct.
But the truth is, I'm not. I said nothing and did nothing for about a year. Things didn't get any better. They got worse and worse and worse anyway.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be tortured and trafficked, I'm going to make it damn clear that I know that it's happening and that I'm going to make as many people aware of it as possible so that they can't say we didn't know or we weren't informed.
All right.
One of the reasons Mayo Clinic stopped electroconvulsive torturing me is because I started getting angry and yelling at them and punching the mattress. And other staff there said, holy shit, this is wrong. Which, at this hospital, I have no doubt none of them give a flying fuck. They have a huge culture of abuse. They don't care about basic sanitation. They're literally gnats flying around both units I were on. And staff literally laughs their ass off whenever they have to put somebody in seclusion or a restraint chair.
Yeah, well, which they don't have to. All right. Well, you know, the SHIELD program is kind of really
limited, I understand.
I mean, since I quit doing it, I'm going to try and do something. I still don't know who we should call. Like, so do you know who the doc is?
I don't.
That's going to do the electroshock?
I don't.
Well, you're going to meet with him or her, right? Either today or tomorrow.
That's what they said. They said later today.
So try and get their name.
Every time I've tried to get names of people here, they've covered up their names or refused to disclose even a first name and a middle initial or not a middle, a last initial or anything. They've literally refused.
Well, maybe you can get it up. Maybe the doc will have a name badge and you can get it up there.
They usually cover it up or turn it backwards so that you can't see it. And then when you ask to see it, they refuse to show it. That's what my experience here has been thus far. Which the staff intentionally keeping it backwards is common in many in just about every mental health facility I've been at, but here, like, to an extreme.
All right. Well,
I'll definitely try, though.
Okay. So let me look at the order. It may be they're going to have to go to court. I mean, I've got so much piled on me, and I want to get this letter done to the judge. And if you're going to have another hearing, you know, I really want to get it out before that.
Well, I appreciate anything you're doing. I understand you're trying to help a shit ton of people and that kind of thing. But, I mean, I've done everything I can, and no matter what I do, I just get abused. If I just sit there calmly and politely like I did at the first urge, I have no money, no apartment, have to go live with my mother who... this is off the record, but she's not exactly the kindest to me sometimes, and she refuses to believe that in any way, shape, or form I've been abused or anything else by anybody. Or she does acknowledge that, she says, I refuse to believe it's happened at damn near every facility and that kind of thing, but that's literally the norm.
So... Well, I just pulled up the order, and unfortunately says, and any other facility with the appropriate levels of training and staff is authorized to shock you. But it's only good for 6 months, and that was on May 8th. And so that expires in, a week. So they're going to have to go back to court. Let me look and see if they've petitioned.
The other thing is I can't access any of my own court records, haven't been able to. And as you know, my public offender doesn't communicate with me at all. Or at least I think I've told you that. And has literally done more to get me civilly committed in a guardian conservator than the plaintiff, a.k.a.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Yeah.
That's it. So I don't see anything in that case. But I wonder, that court is 3 hours away too.
Yeah, so, they hold it via Zoom where I can't even object to things or interject because they have me on mute. I can wave my arms and the judge doesn't respond at all. Done it numerous times when I had something to object against. And based on the appellate court at least once, where I tried to object to something and brought it up in the appellate court when I was actually able to, which I'm not able to now, obviously, the appellate court, I think, ruled half in my favor and half against, half that the court didn't have enough evidence to support civil commitment because I had made no threats, et cetera, which is when Winona County then made the false allegations that I threatened to blow up a building and made threats against police officers, which never happened, which was done specifically to civilly commit me.
Right. So I don't see a new case under David Austin.
I'm adamantly against what's your name?
Dr. Fox.
Dr. Linda Fox?
Lindsay Fox.
Lindsay Fox.
I
absolutely have 3 life-threatening blood clots from it and brain damage. It is torture. It will not help me. Do not do it. Yeah, memory loss, cognitive impairment, life-threatening blood clots.
Was it helpful in
any way? No, absolutely not. It only silenced me to prevent further torture. Are you going to electric shock me?
So we'll ask the court for their opinion.
So you are going to?
It depends on the court.
No, it doesn't depend on the court because you're the one petitioning the court.
Yes, I think it would be indicated.
And why is that?
Because it
No, it didn't.
That's not what you're...
I will refuse to eat or drink or do anything if you proceed with that. That is torture, literally torture. I have 3 life-threatening blood clots. I have brain damage. How you can make it through med school, a bachelor's of science, and not realize that electrocuting the brain causes significant damage every time and is rarely helpful, and then force it on somebody that is adamant against it? Exactly what symptoms or what are you trying to treat? And I'm paranoid about being electrocuted. And my delusions are that you are trafficking and torturing me. A lot of people would say that's not delusional. If I had a jury trial, the jury would agree with me. Did you get her name?
I did. I found her. But I don't have any contact information for her. Maybe. All right. I'm going to do what I can. I got so much piled on me, though.
I understand. Anything you can do would be appreciated because they're literally going to torture me.
Yeah. So, okay. This makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm 5,000 miles away.
At least you give a fuck, unlike the staff here. Unlike half the population.
So did she say, I couldn't hear her very well.
She said she was going to see what the court said and that she was going to pursue it due to paranoia and delusions and because it helped treat the symptoms last time, which it obviously didn't.
Hmm.
If that's what they're going to claim are symptoms.
All right. Okay, well, let me get working on it. Is there anything else you want to say? Like I said, it's making me sick to my stomach.
No, not at this time.
All right.
If I end up like severely cognitively impaired or like with no memory or anything, is there a way to say petition for euthanasia? Because I don't want to live the rest of my life a fucking vegetable.
So, one thing I'm recording this, and one thing I'm thinking about is posting this recording.
I'd be perfectly fine with that.
So. All right. All right. Well, let's talk soon. I'm going to try and see what I can do.
Thank you.
Which, it's not that much, but all right.
Yep.
Hang in there.
Yep.
All right. Bye.